In our inaugural podcast for Diversity Month, Representation Matters, Connecting Through Shared Experiences, we delve into the pivotal role of representation in leadership, particularly its transformative impact on organizations. By exploring why employees connecting with leaders who share their experiences and backgrounds is beneficial and essential, we uncover the layers of value that diverse leadership adds to corporate culture, innovation, and employee engagement. Highlighting the significance of Black and Brown women in executive roles, this episode serves as a compelling call to action for organizations to prioritize diversity and inclusion at the helm. Join me in understanding how representation shapes more than corporate strategies. It molds environments where every employee feels valued and heard. See you inside. Welcome to the Happy Executive Woman podcast. I am your host, Anita Charlo, retention strategist, corporate relationship consultant, executive coach for Black and Brown women, and founder and CEO of Relationship Architect Academy. Keeping with our motto, they lied to you, business is personal. This podcast is a dedicated space for leaders seeking to harmonize the heart and soul of their teams with the company's bottom line. It offers actionable insights for creating inclusive and respectful work environments. Through candid conversations with phenomenal women and expert advice, we aim to empower C-suite leaders and executives to foster a culture of growth and connectivity. Join us in shaping a corporate world where every voice is valued and compassion drives performance. As we embrace Diversity Month, it's essential to reflect on the profound impact of representation in our workplaces, particularly the power and presence of Black and Brown women in leadership positions. Every thriving organization's heart lies in a mosaic of diverse voices, experiences, and perspectives. Yet, accurate representation, where employees can see themselves in their leaders and receive feedback and advice from those with shared experiences, remains a cornerstone we must diligently work to place. The significance of representation. Representation in leadership does more than fill a quota. It fuels innovation, empathy, and a deeper understanding within an organization. For Black and Brown women, seeing leaders who share their identity and experiences isn't just motivational, it's transformational. It bridges gaps, fosters connections, and provides tangible proof that their aspirations aren't just dreams, but achievable realities. Why it matters. Research consistently shows that diverse leadership teams are more innovative, make better decisions, and are more successful in the long term. When Black and Brown women are present in these spaces, it challenges stereotypes, breaks down barriers, and paves the way for a more inclusive and equitable corporate culture. It's about creating environments where every employee feels seen, heard, and valued, not for the color of their skin, but for the unique talents and perspectives they bring to the table. Creating spaces for connection. In my work with corporate leaders and through the initiatives like the Real Talk Conversation series, I've seen firsthand the transformative power of representation. These conversations, grounded in shared experiences and mutual understanding, have the potential to redefine workplace dynamics, making them more inclusive and supportive for everyone involved. The role of executive coaching. As an executive coach specializing in nurturing the growth of Black and Brown women leaders, I've witnessed the ripple effect of empowering these women. They don't just climb the corporate ladder. They extend a hand, building bridges to help others ascend with them. Their leadership is characterized by empathy, resilience, and a profound commitment to fostering diversity and inclusion at every level. So what can you do? Well, this Diversity Month, let us commit to enhancing representation within our organizations. Suppose you're a DEI leader or part of an employee resource group. In that case, I encourage you to explore how we can work together to create a corporate culture that doesn't just talk about diversity and inclusion, but actively lives it daily. Reach out to me to schedule an employee well-being and retention discovery call. Let's harness the power of representation to build a more inclusive, empathetic, and thriving workplace for everyone. Together, we can turn the aspiration of representation into a tangible reality that benefits us all. Want to learn more about bringing the Conversations in Color corporate workshop to your organization? Feel free to click the link in the show notes, or you can go to bit.ly/CIC-CORP-workshop. CIC-CORP-workshop. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.